From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This summer, a rash of robberies in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had detectives stumped. Upscale apartment dwellers would come home to find their doors closed but unlocked. Their laptops, cash, and expensive jewelry were gone. In each complex, scores of apartments were hit at once. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports authorities figured out the bandits' technique, and if you haven't heard about it yet, maybe you should.
It started in late July, and when the Bump Key bandits hit the suburb of Euless, population 50,000, Detective Scott Peterson knew something different was happening. Dozens of apartments were being robbed exactly the same way, all on the same day.
And they were showing no forced entry. The residents would come home and find their front door was unlocked. It was closed, but the door was unlocked. A couple of them, they'd put their key in and noticed the locking mechanism was messed up.
If one person comes home to an unlocked and robbed apartment, he or she might think, maybe I forgot to lock it this morning. I thought I did. But when many residents in the same building are standing there, mouths open, their first thought was crooked maintenance men. But in a very helpful coincidence, Detective Peterson's wife managed one of the apartment complexes that was robbed.
So I'm very familiar with the apartment complexes, who their vendors are that come on the property, how they give out keys, and personally know the maintenance personnel at this property, and felt very confident that they had nothing to do with this.
These were not maintenance men gone astray. These guys were pros. They were employing a technique and a kind of key that locksmiths sometimes use called a bump key. These bump key bandits were fleecing the earnest citizens of North Texas of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Some laptops $2,000-$3,000 a piece, and you got to figure if they're committing anywhere from 10 to 20 burglaries a day.
But the burglars were not perfect. For example, some of those stolen laptops began giving off wireless signals from Puerto Rico, so that was a clue. But the really big break in the case came when a sharp-eyed assistant manager in one of the complexes saw two men, got suspicious, and wrote down a license plate number. The car turned out to be a rental from DFW Airport. Perhaps the robbers did not realize it, but airports are no longer the best staging area for major felonies.
We've got video of them flying here and not checking any baggage and then leaving, drop off their rental car and get on the plane with lots of luggage.
So Detective Peterson laid a trap and waited. On a Saturday in late October, the three Puerto Rican suspects once again flew into DFW. Overnight, 30 undercover detectives from all over the Metroplex surrounded their hotel and rotated surveillance from 25 different cars. The next morning, the suspects got in their rental car, and as the undercover officers watched in amazement, allegedly robbed four different complexes before noon. But number four was to be their last. The two men were caught in the act, and the third suspect, a woman, was taken into custody back at the motel. For the lead detective, Scott Peterson of the Euless Police Department, it was the kind of investigation that comes along maybe once in a lifetime, if ever.
This is something that you probably may never run across, to be able to actually put something like this together, find the guys you're looking for, and be able to follow them and watch them commit the burglaries and be able to take them down. It was a good feeling, yeah.
So what about the bump keys that the suspects used to allegedly break into all these apartments? Well, the first thing you should know is that these keys are not illegal.
It's no secret. You know, anyone who's been in the industry knows about it.
Brian Shire is a locksmith at Samson's Advanced Lock and Safe. On the job, Shire mostly picks locks, but he'll use a bump key to get past a lock if he has to.
We're working with a Schlage blank, and I'm not going to tell you the numbers that we use, but I will cut the deepest cuts available by that manufacturer into the key.
The machine makes the critical cuts. Afterwards, Shire uses a file to make the final cuts, but we won't reveal exactly how he completes the key.
There's your bump key.
Shire says that he inserts it almost all the way into the lock, puts a little sideways pressure on it, then uses a screwdriver to bump the key that last little bit while he turns it. And since even upscale apartment complexes have locks which all submit to a master key, bump keys work great, one apartment after another. If you're worrying that I'm giving away the store, don't. It's legal to sell bump key kits on the internet. Great, huh? However, there are locks that are all but impossible to trick with bump keys. They'll run you about $300 each. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.